love it. That was a great year. It still is a great year. Yeah!
Not Santa's balls.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most spectacular podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy, Skyler, and Leaper. What do you know?
Hey!
Hey, how's it going?
Why is this Pikachu so dirty? What has happened to this
I don't
Pikachu?
Know what happened to Pikachu. Skyler brought it dirty.
I don't know. It
what
was in my car.
What did you do to this guy?
I brought it in, and I thought it was totally clean, and then we just left it here, and there was cobwebs on it next week, so...
Oh, poor Pika.
Yeah, because it was sitting there, and like I came down here because I was editing the Christmas special all week. And I come down like on Wednesday or something. I was like, "Is that Pikachu dirty?
It's
like,
really
did Skyler bring
and
a dirty
its
Pikachu?
Ass is ripped. It literally has a ripped ass.
Oh no!
What did you bring us?
The devil Pikachu.
Yeah. Well, that was a nice gift you got the podcast, Skyler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like fun. Andy's gift of the posters. I wish I could bring you guys a gift.
Oh man.
Matt's just mad.
I'm mad because I got a gift for the podcast, and I was gonna have him open it on the podcast, and fucking Andy guesses it.
Well, you could have just act like it wasn't, and then, or no, you did, and then Andy's like, no, yeah, it's that.
That's what I would do to Camilla. She's like, so did you get me this? And she would guess it correctly, and I'm like, nope.
That's what I did, but you didn't take no for an answer.
She just kept on guessing the same thing. She's like, it's a Kindle. I'm like, nope.
Did you wrap it, and it was shaped just like a Kindle?
No.
Are you sure?
It was shaped like a giant middle finger.
It's a bottle, and then when she opens, it's like, fuck? Like, a Family Guy just opens to a book.
All right, so I got you guys this gift. I'm going to have Skyler open it.
All right, that's fine.
Cool.
That's acceptable.
Go ahead and open it. Read who it's from.
All right. I'm going to save this wrapping paper. You're getting this wrapping paper back. It's so beautiful.
Oh, man, I don't know if you've done this, but whatever's in there.
Now, who's it from, Skyler?
It's from fucking Santa. 2-3 hit combo.
What it, you should have just put the game out in the bottom of it.
He's gonna get there. You can
we'll
rip
be back after
paper.
These messages.
So Matt, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. I wrapped a present. It took me hours. Apparently, that's what it takes to unwrap it too.
I saw Sherlock Holmes this week.
Nice.
And along with it was the Dark Knight Rises trailer.
Ooh.
And I was, like, in the theater, I just saw DC and went, oh, shit! Like, out loud.
Did you jizz in your pants?
I almost did. Dude, when it finished playing, I was like, we can go now, Camilla.
We're like trying to talk over this. Yeah.
We can go now!
You got it?
Oh, is that a UPS box?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
That's one of the benefits. You get free boxes.
Nah, I had to pay $1 for it.
Did you really?
Yeah, well, it's normally like $2.
Ironic.
So ironic. Is your discount
because
like 50% then?
It's a jar.
What's it say?
It's a dollar jar.
There's a note inside.
What's in the
it's
jar?
It's an IOU from me.
I owe you like $10, I think, from Matt.
Why is there a jar?
That is our dollar jar.
Apparently you don't listen to the podcast enough,
for
Leaper.
What?
For bad jokes and puns, you have to put $1 in the jar.
I didn't rip the wrapping paper at all.
Nice.
So, there you go.
Whoa, oh, that's cuts. No,
congratulations.
But we now officially have a dollar jar.
All right. I'm going to have to like break a 20 here at Panera, and then I'll just keep ones on me for the podcast.
Just put that IOU back in there. That is legal tender here on the podcast.
So after you put money in it, who gets it?
We're going to
buy something for the podcast.
Yeah.
Doesn't just
like,
go to one
I
person.
Think the first thing we said was going to be a box of wine, yeah. And then we said easy bake oven.
Yeah, easy bake oven.
And then
oven.
After that, we're probably thinking more reasonable stuff like microphones.
Well, a box of wine's like $6, so you'll
yeah.
be okay.
So
it's,
Matt's already
it's
covered.
$11.
Yeah. Okay.
Which we already have covered.
Maybe twice.
Yeah, maybe twice. But yeah, so we finally have a dollar jar. We can finally put money in there and do shit with that.
It looks like a pumpkin.
It is.
Okay.
I There was a jar. There was a part that goes on top of it. I threw it away.
Oh, so it was a glass. Yeah, it was a pumpkin. Nice.
Well, I was looking for a jar, and I didn't know where to go find a glass jar, so I went to Goodwill.
Oh, that's a good. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and then I looked around, and there were some like vases.
Did you wash it?
Or vases? Yeah. Well, I wiped. Well, I wiped it off. Are
they? If they're at Goodwill, they can't.
Oh no, no, no! They weren't very expensive, but I didn't want to get one, and then the joke turned into the dollar vase or something like that.
Dollar like, vase.
Oh yeah, I put that in the dollar vase right there.
The dollar bucket.
It's a big 5 gallon bucket up here, filled with dollars. Once it gets to the brim, we'll move.
We'll buy a house. Yeah. We'll record out of that.
Yeah. Welcome to the Three Hit Combo House. Oh, it could be like Jersey Shore.
Yeah, or Big Brother.
I have our own smush room. Hey, Skyler. You DTF?
Bro.
I despise that.
GTL. GTL.
Gym tan laundry. What would ours be? It'd be like podcast, video games.
Fap.
PVF.
Nice.
I'd purposely attempt to cock block everyone in that house. Just kick open doors when it's really quiet at night. Hey, what's going on? Hey, you guys want to play Call of Duty? Okay. No? All right, I'll be back in about 6 minutes.
I've done the P and the F. I don't have a V. Do you guys want to play?
Just walk in the room and act like you're not doing anything and just turn on the TV and turn on the Xbox. Hey, how's it going?
I think I've seen a few pictures on B where it was like, yeah, that's you. No, not the girl and the guy having sex on the bed. That guy on the computer.
Oh,
yeah. In the background.
Yeah.
That's you.
They're still going to do it. Awesome. So, as a lot of you should know, this is the kickoff of our Holiday Spectacular.
Woo!
We've been waiting on for like weeks. I've been like, I want to do the Holiday Spectacular.
Justice. Spectacular.
We're going to make this happen. But Monday the 19th, we'll have our reboot commentary, parts 1 and 2.
So, yeah, that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Then we'll have our retrocast, right? Retrocast is after that.
Yep.
Yeah, retrocast, and then we'll have the director's cut, the year in review, the best of, the pranks, and the Christmas special.
The Christmas special, we just listened to it. Hilarious.
Classic.
Mm-hmm. It was a delightful taste sensation.
All right, yeah, let's not build it up too much. If it doesn't meet those expectations, we might be pulling a Duke Nukem
it's
Forever over here.
It's fucking fantastic.
Don't Duke Nukem Forever us over here.
Duke Nukem Forever was a great game.
But then we'll dude, I can get it like for add-ons. $8. I can get it for $8 at like Walmart.
You need to. It's a great game.
I'm waiting until it's four.
Is it a really good game? No, but it's still fun to play just because it's Duke Nukem.
I like the game trailer where it was like that one alien chick with the giant tits. Oh, yeah, but I'd still fuck her.
So we can get an Easy Bake Oven, a candy jewel factory, and a cupcake maker with refills for $42 on eBay.
Sounds good.
Our first goal, gentlemen.
You can get a Neo Geo on eBay for $200.
Neo Geo.
Yeah, let's start with the Easy Bake Oven first.
Neo Geo.
But also, I will be streaming every day. I still don't know the stream schedule off the top of my head because it's so much. First day is Wolfenstein and Doom, I believe. Tuesday is NBA Jam and NFL Blitz. Wednesday is Super Mario Kart and Mario Kart 64. Thursday is going to be Cool Borders 3, fuck yeah, and Twisted Metal 3.
Oh, yeah.
Friday, we're going to try and beat Super Mario World, all three of us.
It's going to be nice.
That's going to be fun.
No warping.
No warping. There's no warping in Super Mario
World.
Well,
there's
that
World.
One. Did we talk about this last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Deja vu
we
right there.
We should try and complete the Star World so then you have the things
the 100%.
That look funny faces.
Oh, yeah.
The Koopas all look like Marios.
Yeah. And then December 24th and 25th, I will, of course, be streaming Oregon Trail 2. Lieber, you get to go on us with our first combo.
Yes. They're going to make an Oregon Trail for 3DS.
Nice. And remember, if you're listening to this and you come into the stream, because I'll be streaming a lot of Oregon Trail, so if you want to go on a journey with us, you'll be pushed to the front of the line if you come in and say hand banana.
Hand banana.
If you can say hand banana, I'll push you to the front of the line.
Is that with or without spaces?
Doesn't matter. Just get it in there. Just get the banana in there.
Giggity.
There can't be a word in between hand banana. Like, you can't be like hand dick banana. It has to be hand banana.
Yeah. If you come in and say hand banana, there you go.
All in one post.
Also, I've been posting on Twitter a lot because we're close to 1,000 tweets. So I wanted to get to 1,000 hit combo by Christmas. So I've been tweeting.
Nice.
We also have 70 followers on Twitter, which is something I wanted to hit before Christmas. But we still only have 37 likes on Facebook. So, I mean, if you guys could let three people know, we'd have 40 likes.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, I mean, we'd have 40 likes total, not 40 individual likes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we'd still have 40 likes, and that's what we want to hit.
I think, what was the grand total for me? Four? Maybe
yeah,
five?
Something like, I think it's four.
Four?
Yeah.
I thought of an, I don't know, I was just thinking about this in the shower. If I were to post something on Facebook, be like, for every like we get, I'll remove an article of clothing and post a picture. So then we'll get like 30 likes in like 2 hours.
Start removing your skin.
Yeah. I guess I'll just somehow post.
Yeah,
because
people are just clamoring to see Andy naked.
Well,
they
or
could
at least
be.
Andy's
we don't know.
Clothing. Well, then after it's all done, he'll just masturbate.
Yeah.
And here's
PVF.
A picture. And here's a picture of me. Here's a picture of me doing it.
Also,
and his picture of me in bed.
I wanted to mention that on our email, 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com, if you want to send us news stories, I will come up with a news organization name for you. You know, we already have the Skyler News Organization known as Snow, and the Andy News Analysis League known as Anal. If you send me a story and like send me your name or a name you want to go by, and I'll just throw it in and make a news acronym for you. We'll have a whole lot of news acronyms.
Yeah.
We're going to have to keep these things straight.
You're going to have to like write them down or make like a little footnote on them.
Write them on my hand. Let's see, milk, eggs, anal. The fuck?
Oh, this periods. We're all right. We're all right.
Make someone's name Justice. This is from Justice.
I was trying to think of like a really complicated anagram for you, Matt. It was just going to spell GameStop, but I decided against it.
I didn't think of it, but I was thinking of one for me that just spells out Matt. Just turns out, or Matt. But, you know.
It's another news story from Matt. Hey, that's me!
I was also thinking of something for Leaper. If Leaper ever sends a story that ends in just Leaper. Or ends in, like, Gaywood or something. just something mean. Like, and also known as Fuckface.
Like, you could have it spell out something, and it just says, yeah, but for sure, I like to call it Fuckface.
Oh.
Leaper's News Network. Fuckface.
Oh, we should have it be KKK.
All right, let's rock and roll.
All right, I got a lot of stories this week. Got a lot of good ones.
Make it happen.
All right, let's go into gaming news.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
I thought you were punching yourself in the face during that. Why are you hitting yourself during the intro there?
I'm the best.
You got like punchy boxer syndrome through the rest of the podcast. We're all trying to talk and you're like, yeah, I don't know, talking about everything you've considered in the gaming news. I really like the PS3.
We'll talk and like 5 minutes later I'll bring up the story that we were just talking about 5 minutes. Yeah, the Xbox is really...
Skyler falls asleep. All right, you guys want to know why the Wii U is going to start off to a bad foot?
It's the Wii U.
Well, not only that. No, that's what he said. He just reworded what he said.
I know. The price.
Currently, it's priced at $600.
Holy shit.
Nope, not happening.
Yeah, and I mean, who would buy a console for $600, Andy?
This guy.
$400.
Do you think it's because of that stupid
That's what
tablet,
I think it is. Yeah, that's what that I fucking... I always thought the controllers on that are going to be expensive as balls, dude.
Yeah, it's a fucking tablet thing.
Yeah, they better come with two.
No, they'll come with one.
I know,
dude,
they
know
will come,
come
with,
one.
And then they'll be like $100.
Yeah, but it's currently priced, yes, at $600. Also, they said it was going to be announced at 20,000 yen, which is $250. But EB Games in Australia has it priced at $600. And that's with the conversion rate.
Jeez.
Womp womp.
That sucks.
I don't know how Nintendo thinks they're going to do it.
I don't know either. I don't know how the Wii U is going to succeed, especially at that price.
I don't know how the Wii succeeded as much as it did, to be honest.
Well, because it prints
little
money.
Kids. Yeah. I just love that
picture. Casual.
It prints money!
Casual gamers.
Yes.
Casual gamers. Put Angry Birds on the Wii U for $600.
Ah!
A
Okay, that's one thing that's gotten me raging this holiday season. All the Angry Birds merch.
There is a lot.
It's fucking bullshit.
You want to put a dollar in the rage jar?
No.
Oh.
Is that the rage jar?
It's whatever you want it to be.
You just have like different signs. Like, yeah. Now it's the rage jar. Now it's the pun.
Spin it around. Just like, oh, now it's a Skylar jar. Every time you talk, you have to put a dollar in there. Sorry.
Damn it.
Spin it around. Oh, it's the breathing jar. Oh, we are all fucked.
But
and we ended up with $300 today at the end of the podcast.
I saw someone rolling around with a red hoodie, and I'm like, I saw the back of it, and it was a stupid red bird that's the kind of the iconic one for Angry Birds.
Yeah,
and it just made me rage.
I'm gonna start a decree here on the podcast. If you're a listener of Three Hit Combo, and you see someone wearing an Angry Birds anything, you have to stab in one of their vertebrae.
Damn.
I'm condoning it.
Preferably the lower one.
Yeah, like, as low as you can get it.
We don't want to kill them. We just want to maim them.
Is there like 44 vertebrae or 12?
I don't know.
Or cut their Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something that hasn't been done in a horror movie yet. Or not overdone in a horror movie yet.
Yeah.
Or if you want to get really funny, do it like Jason X when they brought back the sleeping bag scene. So what you need to do is put them in a sleeping bag and then start hitting them against someone else in a sleeping bag.
And we have 33 vertebrae.
33?
Yeah. Nice.
Smartphones are fantastic, aren't they?
Yeah, so stab them in at least 1 to 3 vertebrae. I know. Here at the bottom.
Vertebrae, yeah.
Woo.
Google.
All right, who's on the PlayStation Network here?
This guy.
Me.
All right.
So everyone but Matt, you are the 1%.
Damn. Actually, I'm the 25%.
Damn.
Guess.
Mm.
Pikachu's also in there, so you're the 20.
All right, I am the 20%. Guys, there was a phishing scam going around.
Like, all right. For fish?
Well, no. I know it's not going to affect you guys, but, you know, there's people out there that are kind of dumb, and they need to know that phishing scams are afoot. Basically, people
are
sending
out... What are you, a hero from the 1950s on the radio? Evil's afoot! No!
This is Larry Generic here to tell you that evil is afoot today.
All right.
Phishing scammers are sending out PS3 emails to people just like you. Youngsters all around the world are getting phishing emails. They are asking you for your password and your username and trying to get into your account and steal your credit card information. Oh!
These people are on our streets, on our sidewalks, even in our movie theaters.
I'm not sure if I even know my password, so.
I can't do a voice like that.
We can also do Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, there's phishing emails going on out there all over the place. You need to elbow drop those emails right back into your spam folder. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Snip two.
You do that so well.
Thou art bored. It's because he doesn't put, like, energy behind it, so it sounds like a regular speaking voice, but Randy Savage.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I just have Batman. That's about the only thing I'm good at.
Justice.
Basically, what the emails are saying, though, is that they're saying, hey, this is a friendly reminder that you have funds in your PSN wallet and you have not used them for 6 months or more. To view your account balance, please sign into the account management by clicking here. And it sends you to a third-party website that logs your login info.
That's messed up.
Why would someone do that?
Mm-hmm. How do they go do that? First of all, I know that's bullshit because I never have money in my account, ever. Yeah, I'll deposit. How much do I need? $12.72? Cool. I'll deposit $12.72.
Nice. Guys, there is a new game system that has launched. The PS Vita has debuted in Japan.
And it has took it by storm, from my understanding.
Mm-hmm. Has it?
Do you guys plan on getting a Vita?
Don't think so.
I'm going to heavily look into it.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
I'm looking at that.
Like, when... I'm thinking about it.
Give it a gander.
Yeah,
I'm looking at that.
Does it play PVF, these PSP ones?
Yeah, it should.
Huh. Then I just...
Because the PSP Go is a horrible idea.
Oh, God.
It's selling for like $40 at GameStop.
Yeah.
Are they really $40?
I think so.
Oh, like I might just pick one up for the
it's
fucking
like buying a
giggles.
Game Boy Micro.
Game Boy Micro? Did they really make a Game Boy Micro?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I never
never saw it.
It was, it was pointless.
Oh, like, man. And the screen's like only like this big.
That's ridiculous.
So you'd have to hurt your eyes trying to view it.
You know what's kind of funny is on my web browser here, when I'm looking at my stories, the next one is the headline says analysis for the first word, but on the tab it just cuts it anal.
Yes. Is it from me?
No, it is not.
Oh, damn.
I wish it was. That would have been perfect. But an analysis, or an analyst, I almost said yeah, analysis. Yeah, yeah. An analyst pegs Team Fortress 2's hat economy at 50 million.
Dude. Fuck. Fuck everything about it.
Investor analyst Paul. No. No. Pan Paul Manwaring.
Paul Manwaring.
Oh my god.
It's a funny name.
He did some number crunching and conservatively valued Team Fortress 2's unique items economy at 50 million.
But you know what? More power to Valve for doing that, dude.
And that is 50 million of real money that Valve has either made, has been invested by gamers, or is floating around loose in the system.
I bet it takes them like a day to make like five hats.
That's just so awesome that that guy's name is Paul Manwar.
On on other Valve things, 4chan made a collective letter to send to Valve. Like each person wrote one word of the letter and then they sent it to Valve. And when Gabe Newell, the owner guy, replied back, he's like, "We'll be announcing something that's got three in it on E3." And he's like, and then everyone's like, "It's Three Musketeers. It's Three Musketeers the game. Valve's making Three Musketeers the game."
Portal 3.
Oh my god.
Left 4 Dead 3.
Yeah, those all have the... Dude, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
There's so much things that Andy can rage about.
I saw a very funny... on Crack.com, they have those photo plays, and one of them was, you know, Christmas gifts that'll be popular in 2111, and one of them was Half-Life 3.
Nice.
All right, gents, the last story in gaming news. Have you heard of Cobalt?
Isn't that the game color? By...
Isn't that a car?
The game by...
It's also a color.
Notch.
Blue. Oh, Andy got it. It is the action game of running, jumping, rolling, shooting, throwing, dancing, hacking, rolling, flying, sliding, climbing, looting, deflecting, racing, pinataing, passing, scoring, and even more rolling.
By Notch.
Well, it's by Mohang.
But isn't... Is Mohang Notch's company?
It's Notch's company, but I don't know how much.
Okay.
But anyway, the game is now out in the alpha build, and you can buy it for $13.
This is exactly how Minecraft started.
I was hoping it was $4. Yeah, like Minecraft
and you'll get the final version, which is going to be listed at $26 free.
How much is Minecraft now?
I have no idea. It's out. Isn't it out of beta?
It's the actual version.
So I want to say it's like over 20. I got it for 8.
See, I really kick myself. I kick myself for not buying it then.
It's all because of one friend. He was just like, "Dude, you have to get it. It's like so awesome, and it just keeps getting awesomer." And really, when I got it, it wasn't that awesome. But then I started. You know,
like actually playing.
Yeah, then I made forts, killed zombies and whatnot. And I'm like, you know what? I'm enjoying myself. This is good.
Well, and the thing that they do here is freaking genius because, one, they're a small company. So basically they're saying, hey, okay, if you pay now for our alpha build of the game, you can send us bugs and help us develop the final version of the game. So basically they're getting some labor out of it. But you get to play the game now, and then you get the final version free.
That's
genius.
Do you ever notice that Christmas lights are just like really protruding nipples?
Yes.
No, I've never noticed that actually. Skyler's like, yes, I have noticed that.
Yep.
I look at him every day. Like, nipples.
They're in my car all the time.
Minecraft is $26.
$26.
Nipples or Christmas lights?
I might buy this game, that Cobalt game, just to get it cheap.
Yeah. It is the game of running, jumping, rolling. I'm not going to.
Shooting, dancing, and climbing.
Throwing, dancing, hacking, rolling, flying, sliding, climbing, looting, deflecting, racing, pinataing, passing, scoring, and even more rolling.
Sounds like Skyrim.
See, pinataing, that just reminds me of, what was it, that online Knights of the Old Republic game? Where
Viva Pinata?
Yeah.
Knights of the Old Republic, Viva Pinata.
Yeah. That was the online version for Knights of the Old Republic 2. But people would just, like, force choke people and someone else from their team.
Oh, it started
come up and hit him with a lightsaber.
That's
and
awesome.
Kill him.
I love that. All right, guys, and that'll do it for gaming news. You guys ready for some technology? I got a lot of technology, actually.
Let's Whee! Do it. All
right.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
All right, this is just kind of a quick one here, but MIT has made a camera that can take 1 trillion frames per second.
I saw the article.
That sounds impossible.
They can actually see the movement of photons of light across a scene or an object.
God, that's awesome. Think Damn. Of a movie.
The slowest motion
your
movie
eyes,
ever.
Your eyes wouldn't comprehend it. To give you a retrospect, the human eye can see at 24 frames per second. And then also when the human eye, or when the human body's introduced to adrenaline, you can see like 27. But that's about it. That's the highest your eye can see.
Andy the expert over here. We got him.
I'm in video. I have to know
this.
We
got experts.
I have an expert that knows this. Let me call him. Fuck you, Pawn Stars.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. It's like, I know an expert in cameras that take 1 trillion frames per second. Let me call him up.
Yeah. I know an expert on
great show.
On 1792
bullshit.
Ass-holding belt clips. Let me call him.
What? You have a 1990s dildo? Yeah, welcome to welcome to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We got those all over the place. They line the streets.
You got a dildo that used by Pamela Anderson? I know her. Let me call her.
Dude, the first time I ever went there, I was 10 years old, and I remember just walking down the strip, and they have people that they hand out.
Yes!
Like, Mexicans, and they, what they do is they just
and they're just... But they're just all over the ground, everywhere. You just all I did was look down and walked.
I got handed like one of the escort magazines, and my dad's like, "No, no, no," and then I just turned around and I was like, "Boobs."
You know who's listed as an escort now? I forget on what website, but
Amber.
China, the former wrestler.
Oh no,
male or female?
Both.
Nobody knows.
It doesn't matter.
At one point, she was both.
All right, guys. Also, another app has launched this week on the iPhone. Andy, did you get it?
I don't know.
The biggest app of the week. Grand Theft Auto 3.
I didn't want to pay the $9 or whatever.
Oh, is it really $9?
It's $6 or $9.
Oh, well. It's still on the iPhone. I'd rather get a PS2 and Grand Theft Auto
3. I think, and plus, I was thinking about, both like, those. I was going to buy it. I was thinking about it, and I was like, the controls would be really scrunched on an iPhone. Like, maybe if I had an iPad, I'd get it. But, like, I was looking at the controls. There's a lot of stuff going on the screen. So, yeah. I think it would suck for an iPhone.
Well, a lot of games suck on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Because it's an iPhone.
Yeah. Well.
And you should have a Droid.
It's a good time killer. I'll give them that.
Well,
like, I got, like,
is a good time killer?
Angry 3DS. Birds.
Yeah. And PSP.
Fist explode right there.
3DS. Maximum bro fistage.
Not just any 3DS, though. Zelda.
Oh, it's the Zelda 3DS.
Ooh. I just got the blue one.
You just open it up, it's like,
"Hey, listen, hey."
I don't know, you don't play it for a while, it's like,
"Hey, listen, hey."
You're
listen.
Like, "Shut up."
Hey,
2 a.m.
Yeah.
Hey.
You're about to go to Pound Town. It's just like, hey.
Hey, listen.
I haven't played Pokemon Black in a while. Nah.
Hey, listen.
All right, guys. Now we're going to shift gears to SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act. Did you guys watch any of the riveting House Judiciary Committee speak?
Was it on C-SPAN?
On C-SPAN?
it was on C-SPAN, but I was watching on keepthewebopen.com.
Oh.
I was seriously watching it and commenting on Twitter.
Was it riveting?
It was actually. I got into it a little bit.
I've realized when the Ted Stevens guy was talking about the internet way back in the day, the guy that named it the tubes.
Yeah.
Congress has no idea what the fuck the internet is.
Yeah, they don't.
Then House, Congress, they have nothing.
And one congressman said, like, "I'm not an expert on the." Oh no, he said, "I'm not a nerd on the internet." but then he went on to disregard everything about like, it would make. It would make it easier for hackers to hack into your IP address through the SOPA bill, like get into you.
Oh,
and it was I don't know the report, but it came out. It was an expert backed report, and he's like, "I'm not an expert, but I think the experts are wrong."
What?
Yeah, I think he was the guy from North Carolina because I saw a bunch of people saying like, "This guy from North Carolina is an idiot." I came in just after that. I started watching it.
Does not make sense.
And then when they were looking, they had the camera on this congresswoman from Texas, and there was a Diet Coke behind her. I was like, did they get clearance from Coke? Huh? Shut it down. But yeah, it was interesting, and they wanted to amend a part of the bill that, to give you guys a little background that people that don't know, the Judiciary Committee basically talks about a bill and then amends it and makes the final version that's presented to be voted on. So they voted to reject an amendment that would remove the bill's most controversial part, which is blacklisting sites. So they kept they kept that in the bill. But it's also the whole bill itself is kind of stalled because they can't come up on why they should rush. And actually one Republican out of California said, "Why is the rush? You know, what's the rush to get this bill through?" He's like, "If we're going to do a bill, why don't we do it right?"
I don't know, but personally, I think there's a lot better issues to focus on than
I hope Obama looks at this and just goes, "To the ground."
See,
burn it down to the ground.
The one thing I was discussing with one of my friends earlier this week is like, this totally sets up the perfect possibility for there to be like, we have this other anti-piracy bill, but at least it's not as extreme as SOPA. You guys remember SOPA?
Yeah.
That bill was extreme. This one, it's like diet SOPA. Come on, that's not even SOPA.
Diet SOPA.
And then it's still, pretty extreme.
Diet SOPA.
Put it in the jar.
I heard.
I know you have dollars on you. Nope, I gave them to you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Not just me who thought SOPA sounded like soda.
That dollar jar is gonna remain so empty because none of us are like, no. Fuck that. Someone. I heard a snicker.
That was you, you asshole.
Snickers. Did we get clearance from that? Put a dollar in the SOPA jar.
If we had a SOPA jar, we'd be fucking screwed.
Yeah, we would. Did you guys play Rebecca Black's Friday, which we will on one of our holiday spectacular episodes? Sorry. Put a dollar in the Friday jar.
Friday.
There was one joke I made on Twitter, though, that before they even were talking about SOPA, but I was like, I ate some bad Chinese food. I think I need to go wipe my SOPA. Three laughs.
That was a pretty bad one.
Three laughs.
They were pity laughs.
Don't give me a pity laugh. I don't need those pity laughs from you.
But you got them.
Yeah, which sadly saved me a dollar, I guess. All right. Another piracy-related issue here. The French president. Does anyone know his name?
No.
Just thought I'd throw it out there just in case someone.
Frenchie.
Pierre.
Frenchie. Napoleon.
Damn it.
Is it Pierre?
No, it's Nicolas Sarkozy.
That's what I knew.
And he's like, Sarkozy hit the end.
Hugo Chavez.
Hugo Chavez. Vincente Fox. He's a man who he pretty much champions some of the most aggressive anti-piracy legislation in Europe. And actually, France has a three-strike rule. If you're caught three times pirating, you actually get your internet shut off.
Oh. Well, so then you have to steal from someone else because their internet was shut off.
Yeah, pretty much. But... guys, the internet will soon be shut off at the French Capitol building where the president resides. Because there are 6 instances of piracy within the building itself, which is twice the three-strike policy.
Oh, that sucks.
Sounds good.
The pirated things include a copy of Tower Heist, a copy of Arthur Christmas.
Oh, my God.
And Beach Boys' Greatest Hits in a FLAC. Version.
Nice. You know, at least they're going down with some dignity.
Yeah, crappy movie, and
Hannah Montana the movie. Oh, but she is so funny.
So yeah, he's definitely stuck in a quagmire.
More like hot.
Hey y'all,
he's stuck in a quagmire, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Giggity. Okay. Giggity.
All right, guys. An Israeli man has a service called Like Store. And basically what you do is you pay so your company gets more likes on Facebook. It infringes Facebook's terms of use. That you can't have people pay for likes.
Why not?
I don't know. We'll have to take that up with Facebook. Someone get Mark Zuckerberg on the phone. Anyway, so they're suing this man. His name is Radam Guez, which is a weird name.
Is this the guy that changed his name?
He then changed his name legally to Mark Zuckerberg and said if Facebook has to sue him, they are suing Mark Zuckerberg.
That's a big come at me, bro.
That is.
You can't come sue me. I'm Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah.
Come at me, bro.
Start my service, Facebook 2.
Would that be funny if it...
Facebook Plus.
If it got better than Facebook.
Facebook almost has like 1 billion users.
Facebook.xxx.
Oh God. Facebook probably already has that.
I'm going to it.
I bet you Facebook has that already. But yeah, I think that's very funny because a lot of people are going to see that headline, like Facebook sues Mark Zuckerberg.
That's what I saw. That yeah, I saw like, it, and I'm like, how the fuck can he sue his own company?
Yeah, that's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to see this play out.
Good time.
Just like Notch and Bethesda. Yeah. You're just eating popcorn watching this one play out. All right, and last in technology news.
Noom.
I said Noom.
Numa Numa.
Research in Motion, which makes BlackBerry,
Numamon,
has delayed the new BlackBerry, the BlackBerry 10, to the end of 2012. I am now nicknaming
this. We're all going to be dead
this,
by then.
Yeah. That's true. I'm nicknaming this BlackBerry forever. Since Research in Motion is going down the tubes, it'll probably never come out.
Yeah. I saw an article that the iPhone has replaced the BlackBerry as the business phone. And I was at Five Guys Friday. And,
yeah, what were you doing with those five guys?
Eating fries. Ooh. I was putting their meat in their mouth. But anyways, it was like lunchtime and all these business guys were there and all of them had iPhones. I was like, damn. Yeah.
Personally, I fucking hate the BlackBerries. I have really big, clumsy fingers.
Yeah.
And I can't handle the little tiny buttons.
My dad has one, and the menus are just a bitch to get around.
So, I mean, if they made a more user-friendly phone, then I think maybe they wouldn't be circling the drain.
Yeah. Mm. They're trying so hard for that business.
You know
we
who
can
believes
do
in this company, though?
Scruffy.
Scruffy.
Mm-hmm.
Scruffy believes in this company.
God, that is my favorite. It goes with everything.
I'm not going to do it because we did that last
yeah.
week.
Done it like
we did
a couple
this bit
times.
Last week. Yeah. Anyway, guys, that will do it for technology news.
All right.
You guys ready for the main event?
Main event. Main event.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler. How'd you like that, Leaper? Coordinated there.
Yeah.
We actually do that every newscast.
So. Yeah, we raise our fists in the air when that song
very
plays.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we've been duped.
By who?
Do you guys remember the story where that man found his girlfriend was cheating on him and gave her a tattoo of a giant pile of poo on her back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Story's a hoax.
Aww.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of news outlets were fooled by this, so it's not just us. We're not the dumb ones here. But the Smoking Gun found out that there is no lawsuit in any court right now in the United States having to deal with this issue. But they don't dispute that the picture is fake or not. So the picture may be out there somewhere.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, no, it was photoshopped. Yeah.
So the picture actually may be out there. The picture is actually 18 months old.
Do they look at the data, the EXIF data?
Yeah, I don't know what they do.
You can tell by the pixels.
Yeah.
The pixels decay.
It was up in this corner.
Yeah. Quick, enhance.
Yeah.
Enhance.
I can see a newspaper in there, and that's the day. But so there might be someone out there with a giant poo tattooed on her back,
God.
But it's not necessarily that story. Still hilarious, though.
Yes. I bet she never wears tank tops or anything besides really heavy jackets.
Yeah.
She wears,
what's
like,
that?
Coveralls everywhere.
Nothing.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, a new land speed record has been set. These guys traveled over 200 feet using a vehicle powered by Diet Coke and Mentos.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
Yeah. From epbird.com, they set up this big contraption to drop all the Mentos and all these at once. Shot the Diet Coke. They, you know, it shot against a wood wall. They went about 6 feet on just the Diet Coke shooting, and then with the momentum, they went the full 200.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's crazy. Do they have a picture of the contraption?
They have a video.
Oh. Are you posting on our Facebook?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Ah, okay.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, we'll watch it after we're done.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Apparently, a UK psychologist, Lorenzo Stafford, has been doing a study with 80 drinkers between the ages of 18 and 28. And they were given different levels of distraction while they were rating their selection of drinks and how they tasted. Apparently, alcohol tastes sweeter when the music is louder.
Huh.
I concur.
I guess.
When I'm at a club and there's loud music, I seem to drink.
I wonder
a lot
what
more.
Wine's gonna be like when music's louder. I should do that tonight.
Crank it up loud. Your parents come down. Matt, let's go.
Alone.
Hey,
play this.
Well, what you really should do is just blast classical music while you're drinking your wine.
They come
no,
down.
Yes, it's a very good deer box.
1996. All right.
Wow, 2011. That was a great year. It still is a great year. Yeah!
Your parents come down. You have like a monocle and a top hat. And you're just
and no pants.
Yeah. Yes.
I've always wanted to walk around with a monocle and a top hat on, and like a full suit.
Wouldn't that be just badass? And a cane, just
yeah.
Sorry, maybe hit people with the cane.
So you want to look like the Monopoly Man?
Yeah. Maybe I'd walk around with a sign that says I am the 1%.
Or just
occupy everyone else.
I was gonna say, have one that just says "Occupy Boardwalk" and find a boardwalk.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be fun.
Or have someone hold up like a giant sign that says "Boardwalk," and then I'm chasing him, saying "Occupy Boardwalk." Dressed up as a Monopoly guy. Sounds like a brilliant plan, guys.
Sounds like
mall.
We should go do that at Village Ball.
I think that's a dollar in the plan jar. That's a good plan. Every good plan is a dollar in the plan jar.
Do you guys know the Monopoly guy's name?
Something Moneybags, right?
Rich Uncle Pennybags.
Pennybags. Well, bags of pennies aren't going to do anything.
Hey.
That's like
jars of dollars
bucks.
Will do stuff, though.
That's like $25.
Exactly.
A bag of pennies.
Yeah, that's a dollar in the concur jar, since you concurred with me.
I'm sure $25.
We should probably get rid of this jar.
No.
Prop comedy is the lowest form of comedy. That's why Carrot Top is stupid.
That's a dollar in the get rid of jar.
Yeah, jar. Get rid of the jar jar. Get rid of jar jar.
Misa.
See, that's right there, that was a bad joke. That's actually a dollar in the real jar for me. All right, this next story is about people you don't want near your junk, and this is from anal.
Oh, we were spending so much time on jar, I thought people you don't want spending time near your jar. All right, near, continue.
That's a dollar in the you were wrong jar. Anyway, Cassia Rivera killed a 22-year-old patient of hers by injecting his penis with silicone.
Why would she do that?
In the hopes that it would expand.
Damn. Of course it'll expand.
Yeah, it indeed did, but then it poisoned him and he died. Apparently this is becoming big, almost like those people getting the butt injections. These are called pumping parties.
Oh my god.
Where people go and get silicone injections right in their junk.
Dude, what the fuck has this world come to?
Yeah, like industrial grade silicone right there.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Over there fingering Pikachu while we're talking about this.
That's like $150 right there in the jar for why?
25 no! Because that's Pikachu's number Pokemon.
Yeah, $2,500.
Actually, that's, can Pikachu chew fit in the jar?
Yep.
There you go.
There.
It's his Pokeball.
Pikachu, I choose you. Would that suck if I broke the jar there when I was shaking it?
Aww.
It's like, Merry Christmas, guys. Got you a gift.
I thought you were actually going to fake, like, throwing it at me. Be like, I choose you. Boom.
And actually
clock
throw the jar
in the head.
And, like, knock you out with it. That'd be a dollar in the getting knocked out jar.
Yeah. From
and,
you, Andy.
And that's a dollar in the get blood on the jar jar.
Binks.
All right. Next story, guys. A man was in a Toys R Us, and he was raising a big deal, all right? He's in the Toys R Us. He's being belligerent.
Why?
Because belligerent people just be belligerent. It actually doesn't say. They say
they just be belligerent.
At the end of this, they do say he was, you know, having a mental test. But basically, the cops had to be called on him. So the cops came in, and they're like, hey, dude, stop doing this. And he was assaulting people. He had assaulted three people with a plastic lightsaber.
Yeah.
The police then...
Was Keith Apicary in stores?
No, he was not there.
Was it Eric Lociano?
No, it was not.
Okay.
That would have been hilarious.
Then nope. Three people would have been ambulanced away.
Yeah. The man is David Canterbury.
Nice.
The police then tased him, and the man was able to remove the prongs with the plastic lightsaber and kept coming at the cops.
Come at me,
what
bro.
Do you fucking do when you shoot a guy with a taser and he's just like, nope? And then he's still running at you. Like,
holy shit.
Because that's like the last line of non-lethal defense that a cop has.
Well, basically after that, they just wrestled him down and handcuffed him.
That would have been fun to see. Like a video of just him like, whoa.
Nah, dog, nah, not getting tased.
Fuck you. Don't tase me, bro. He's just trying to force choke people.
He's singing it. He's singing it out loud. He's like, no, no.
All right, guys, you get to choose the order we do the last two stories in. Do you want
so
to?
Empowered.
Yeah. Mm. And then maybe I'll have you play on the soundboard next.
Really? No,
just kidding. That's a dollar from me in the Dash Everyone's Hopes jar. All right. Do we want to end on a story from a funny SWAT team or Andy Rage?
Let's save Andy Rage for last. I don't want Andy to leave here mad.
Okay, we'll do this.
No, we're watching that video. Never mind. We're leaving with him mad.
We're watching a video?
After the podcast is over, remember?
What video were we watching?
The one that we were going to put our Facebook page?
You guys are
the one with
me.
The Coke and the Mentos.
Yeah. Oh, you guys want to watch that?
Yeah.
How long is it?
No, it was like 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay, fine.
We'll end with Andy Rage.
End with Andy Rage, all right. So, picture yourself 5:30 in the morning. What are you usually doing at 5:30 in the morning?
Sleeping.
Yeah, you would hope. Now, Andy, you are going to be Hope, right. And Skylar, you are Javier Bravo Sr.
Okay, I immediately know who the subject of this is.
Okay, you guys are sleeping. All right, yeah, you gotta act this out. All right. All of a sudden, bam! The door gets kicked in. Flashbang grenades are getting thrown. Your grandson is running into the bathroom. You guys have guns pointed at you. Get on the ground. Where's Javier Bravo Jr.? And Hope says, he's in jail. Because that is exactly what happened at the Santa Maria, California. The SWAT team bursted into the house trying to find Javier Bravo Jr., who is already in jail.
Way to go. See, what they're doing is they're covering their bases, making sure they got the right guy.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad that police officers are being so vigilant.
Exactly.
That's a waste of a flashbang.
That is a waste of a flashbang.
Flash.
But
seriously, they couldn't have just like gone in and turned on the lights. That works just as well as a flashbang at 5:30 in the morning.
They have the night vision goggles and the laser pointers and everything. Like, where is it?
That's true. At 5:30 in the morning, yeah, they could have just flipped on the light.
I'm blinded! Oh my God!
Where is he? Where's Javier Bravo Jr.?
You just have to like tell all the police officers, close your eyes really, really tight. Okay, now open them. And then... You know, then you're
oh, Dios! Oh,
mio!
And the Bravos are raising a case against the SWAT team. And
where was this at again?
They got a pretty solid case. Santa Maria, California.
What was the shit. What was Junior convicted
Which
for?
Is next to Nina and Junta.
Dollar in the...
Damn it.
Shut the fuck up, Jar.
Yeah, I guess Christopher Columbus humor. Or no, Pilgrim humor. That's Pilgrim humor, right?
It's past Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh.
It's after Labor Day.
It's also before Thanksgiving.
No, this is still the same year.
Yeah,
it's past.
No, it's past.
So what was Junior convicted for?
Junior was convicted for
drugs.
I could see drugs being a huge possibility.
Probably hacker.
He actually doesn't say what Junior's convicted for.
I bet he downloaded something. And the RIAA was just like, you know what? Let's just fuck with his family now. Let's just do that.
Send the SWAT team in there. Here's the flashbang grenades.
They don't sue anymore. They're just fucking with flashbanging everybody.
Get in there. All right. Final story.
Oh, yeah.
A toilet is on display in Japan.
Is this toilet gold?
The toilet is made of Swarovski crystals.
Oh, my fucking God.
And costs $130,000. And it is to please the god of toilet.
The god of toilet, huh?
Yes.
Where is this at? China or Japan?
Japan.
Japan needs to get the fuck out of...
just get the fuck out of the world.
Yeah, just fucking leave.
I'd buy that.
People have said it's actually very uncomfortable to sit on.
Yeah, I was just going to ask or say that. Like, I bet that fucking hurts your ass to sit on.
So, yeah, you buy that and then the $10 toilet seat cover that, you know, has like that fuzzies.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you sit on that.
Yeah, you'd little, be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, except the fact that it's $130,000.
That you just put a $25 seat cushion on.
Yeah. Oh, that's what we should work up to with a dollar jar.
Seat cushions?
No. The crystal toilet.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I'd be
slightly
fine
less
with, I'd be fine, okay. With new, I'd be fine with new chairs.
Get a miniature crystal toilet.
Chairs are expensive, aren't they, though? $90 for a set of four, right?
Chairs are a little pricey.
They're not cheap. Yeah. Or you could go to Walmart. And get
or
chairs
we could go to IKEA
for like $10.
Go to IKEA and build the chairs ourselves.
Yeah.
Too bad they don't have
free
one
labor.
Here.
Yeah. Oh, we can find
Minnesota's like 6 hours away.
We could.
It's a very long trip.
It's a fun
that
trip.
Long.
We could check Goodwill, see if
Three Hit Combo Podcast
no,
goes to
all
Minnesota.
All they have is Lazy Boys, and they're all like $30, and then we just fall asleep while we're recording.
Three Hit Combo Road Trip,
yeah,
to Minnesota.
Videotape
go
it,
to the mall
and here,
nice.
Here's Skyler getting chased by the police for public nudity, and here's Andy getting chased by the police for more public nudity.
Look, there's some polar bears.
Ooh, foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
That's actually foreshadowing something I say in the reboot commentary. Which is foreshadowing.
More foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing. It's foreshadowception right here.
It's. Nice. I got nothing.
Yeah, all right. Nothing.
So is that all we got?
That's a dollar in the aborted joke jar. That is all we have for this week.
All right. I think it was a pretty solid podcast. We got some stuff done.
Yeah, I got some stuff done. We set out with goals. We actually put a list of goals before we started the podcast. Make people laugh, enjoy ourselves.
We also had this goal for like the last month.
Yeah, oh, like longer than that.
This special.
Dude. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't cross the best of it.
No, but I will be able to tonight. Shit. Cross off the best of, and then it'll be all done and ready for the holiday spectacular, because starting from this episode being posted on Sunday, December 18th, we will have an episode of just different fun stuff every single day up until December 25th.
And every single day.
Every single day.
This is going to be on iTunes, right?
Well, the reboot commentary.
Well,
not.
Yeah.
That will be on gpxgaming.net, our Facebook page, Twitter, and 3hitcombo.blogspot.com.
And remember, folks, if you have the 3hitcombo gold account, which is, you know, what you get for listening to us and then also watching a stream.
And liking us on Facebook.
Hand banana.
Yes, remember, hand banana.
That's only for the gold account.
You must like us on Facebook.
I feel like we should like put like a serial number or something.
A serial number?
I don't know. Like, I just feel like after everyone sees that people are typing hand banana, other people will just start typing hand banana.
Or we're just going to get a whole bunch of quotes. I only know three things. Sit. Fetch. And rape.
Probably. Also, if you come in and say you're down for PVF, you can get the fuck out.
PVF, brah. PVF.
But yeah, so be on the lookout for all those episodes. They'll be up probably every afternoon. Probably when I get off work, I'll post the episodes.
Yep. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for Wolfenstein and Doom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. I'm doing it for Doom. Which one are you going to do first?
I'm doing Wolfenstein first.
All right, because I'm going to definitely tune in for some
Robo
Doom.
Robo Hitler.
What I'll probably do is I get off work at 4, and I'll come here and post the reboot commentary, and then I'll start playing Wolfenstein, take a little bit of break, and start playing some Doom.
Mm. I'm working. I'm not working Thursday, though, so I'll watch you then, and I don't believe I'm working Friday, so...
Yeah. Well, Fridays are a big Super Mario world, so I hope you're not working Friday.
Oh, yeah. That's I definitely so have it off.
Yeah, same here. Anyway, so, remember, watch those. They're funny. We worked hard on them. I think you'll like them. And the stream. Watch the stream as well.
All right.
One of them, if you can put it on our Facebook wall, can you tell that we are just incredibly burnt out when you listen to it sometime this week?
Yeah, the one that's pretty much like a podcastception.
Yes. That one where you're just like, yeah, I'm just going to go home. Bye, guys.
Anyway, so you'll find those on 3hitcombo.blogspot.com, iTunes, of course, our Facebook page, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc, PC stands for podcast, that is number 3. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. And that will be all for us this week. Oh, and for 2 weeks, because we won't be here on Christmas. But we'll have our Christmas special, so.
We'll be here in heart.
Yeah, we'll be here in spirit. So, for Leaper, Skyler, and Andy, this is Matt signing out.
See you next year. The top